This is the words of Rabbi
Yaakov Spector,
who was a Talmud. Rabbi Aaron will speak.
I can't call myself a Talmud, but I was there when he was here. I would be called a Talmud. Okay.
Where were you before you came to Lakewood?
I learned by the Moshe Eisen environment for a year and a half.
What year was that?
This was 62 or something like that. 62.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you get to Rav Moshe Eisenman?
Well, I was learning in Philadelphia for a few years. I learned by the Blake Taub for a few years. Uh-huh. I learned by Zeb Hoberman. Uh-huh. And I went to Ryan.
Where were you before Philadelphia?
I was 1 year in Chaim Halevi.
And before that?
I was in Shiva Katan in France, Zichron Moshe.
Who was the Bashir and who was the head of Zichron Moshe?
Rav Gavelik. He was the behind the scenes man. Right. We never used to see Rav Gavelik.
Okay, so then you were in Vineland for a year or two?
A year and a half.
And then why did you come to Lakewood after that?
Well, that was the...
That was the track.
Although I could probably, else age-wise, I could have stayed. I was young when I said, nobody used to come to Lakewood so young. So I don't know, my father wanted me to go to Lakewood. That's the way.
Was the Rebbe still living?
Yes.
Rebbe's Rebbe still living, yes.
Oh, was that the Tkufa she got sick, or did she get sick after I left? I can't remember that. Mm-hmm. I think she got sick. I'm not sure.
So there you're in Vineland, and somehow you got to Lakewood. What was that transition?
Well, first of all, I had been exposed. I came here for a summer.
Before that,
it was right after I left Philadelphia, right before I went to I think I was 17. We talked about 60 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. We went to some Philadelphia to Vineland.
Yeah, and also I remember I got exposed to Rabbi Aaron when we came to Philadelphia. He gave shiurim. Uh-huh. I mean, once in a while.
The shiurim. What did you see in the shiurim by Philadelphia? How were you impressed by that?
How was I impressed? I was probably too young to comprehend it because I was,
but you saw something.
But I saw, you could see godless, that's all.
You could see it.
But,
okay, then you came, then after Vineland, you came to Lakewood.
Right.
What was the experience like? The difference between Vineland and Lakewood?
Well, Vineland was a little hick town, a little farm. This is
a yeshiva.
So how was your introduction to the yeshiva?
Very good. The truth of the matter is, compared to the Olam, we had that tkufa, we had Moshe Hirsch, we had Meir Hirschman. It's always Yaakov Hirschman. These were far above me. I was a little kid, but the main thing that made me ruhig over here was I had a cousin over here. He took me under his arm. What he called the Levin Spiegel. Mm-hmm. In fact, he was with me in Philadelphia also. But I think he was beside me more or less. And I met a couple of younger boys that became chaverim.
When did you first meet Rabbi Aaron himself?
Well, I came from Bechinim to Barapak.
So what was Bechina like?
Bechina was, he asked me a couple of questions. Nothing major. He got an introduction, what he called. He knew that I wanted to come from Moshe Eisenman, and he took me. So, I mean, not that was, the...
And then, what about the Shiurim in Lakewood, what were they like? What about the Siddharim? What would you say to him?
Siddharim. I mean, like a typical, like, Seder, morning Seder, night Seder, morning, afternoon, night Seder. I mean, I don't know.
Like a week. What was a week like?
The week, you mean as far as the Rosh Hashiva being away or something like that?
Right, yeah.
I used to go away to the mini say shir. I used to say shir twice a week or something. Shabbosim, I believe he was not here.
Not here in Shabbos?
I believe he was here Shabbosim. Shabbosim, I think he was home with his mishpacha, but he's in the Rebbetzin.
I heard that he was here.
One second, I'm trying to... Shabbos. Did he come back to Shabbos or did he go away? One second, maybe if I care.
He's come Thursday night, Thursday
night. Maybe, yeah, one second. I know he was not here a couple of days, but which days he was... I don't remember. Shabbosim, did he say a shir? Maybe he said a shir in the summertime. If it could be in the summertime, I think he used to say a shir on Shabbos. In the old days, you're right. He used to say, I think, is that correct? He said a shir on Shabbos in the summertime?
On Sunday, maybe also. He used to say it over. On Monday morning.
Maybe on a short Shabbos, he said it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Shabbos was short, maybe. Shabbos shir also.
Right.
Or I'm mixing up with Rav Shneir. Rav Shneir, I remember, we used to say much of Shabbos Shir.
Do you remember any encounters with him? Or things you observed?
Encounters, I remember one encounter that I was a kid, and he was looking for somebody on a Shabbos, I think it was a Shabbos night. I think it was a Shabbos night. And he wanted somebody for a glass of tea. And I got so flushed, there was nobody around, and I almost shivered in my tracks. I was like froze.
Emerson and Sibur.
How long were you there before that you should be so?
It was just wonderful. How old could I have been?
That was when you were in the yeshiva already?
When I was in the yeshiva already, yeah.
How long were you in yeshiva before you?
Oh, before this Maisa happened? Don't remember, it couldn't have been too long. I mean, how long was I there together in Gansu?
Right.
That's right. It must have been maybe a month or something. I don't know. And he asked me for this glass of tea, and I just didn't know what to do. I said, and I ran around looking for somebody who can make him a glass of tea. You know, finally, Baruch Hashem, I found him. I was petrified.
In the course of who he was.
Yeah, right.
Anything about Shiurim? What the Shiurim were like?
Shiurim. I can answer the question. What the Shiurim were like? I mean, I did understand some parts of the Shiurim, but of course I used to go to the Chazor Shashir. I used to go to Yossi Slavitsky. This is what's here at that time.
From Tavidat.
He's now in Tavidat. That's right.
He used to give the
Chazor. He gave a Chazor Shashir, yeah. Yossi
Slavitsky, he's the Rosh Hashiva Tavidat now.
Slavitsky.
Savitsky. Any other things about that time? Any other things that happened during that time? That leave you a lasting impression.
I mean, I was wondering, not about the yeshiva, but when you see that today, today's Rosh Yeshiva or Mechanchim, they were, most of them, you can find them outside on Erev Shabbos playing ball, what do you call it, slap ball, what do you call it, home, I wouldn't be playing Pishman, but, they were... not necessarily in a different belt, they were in
American
this belt, yet they, what do you call it, they grew up to be kashra.
And that was because of the influence of the Rabbi, who gave it sense.
No, I know.
Even some of them, I think some of them used to even play basketball. Sometimes the Rosh Hashim tells about it.
What other people that were here at the time that you remember?
Who are they?
I remember
Dr. Moshe Gorelnik.
You remember him from here?
I remember when I go to the Hesed, the one who wrote the Sefer, Birchus Yitzchak, what's his name? Grumman, Yankov, Yankov, Grumman.
Uh-huh.
Yankov Pirchus Gorelnik was his name, not that much. Grumman and Hirschfeld, Dr. Hirschfeld was here at that time, and Yankel Spiegel was here.
Where's this? Chaim Kahn,
Moshe Kahn was here. Mm-hmm. Denver, what's his name?
Kagan.
Wasserman and Kagan, both Kagans were here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was here. Yeah. It was a real work, Kashavach is an island over there. Yeah, I remember him also, the altar, what he called. He used to ride his bike from all the way down there. What's his name? He wrote a safe one on the grove.
I don't remember the name.
You know what I mean?
I have an idea what you're talking about. I don't remember the name.
What's his name?
Was the Yosef Rosenblum here in your time?
No.
He was here, what it called, Yosef Kaufman was here. Bell was here at one time, I think. Chaim Englert I was close to. Chaim Englert was very, very helpful. Chaim Englert was very, very good for the deepest with me. He helped me a lot, very good also.
How long were you here? And so right after you came, more or less, the yeshiva was after then?
That's right. I came here Pesach, and Sukkot's money didn't come already. Elul was here. And Sukkot's is ready. He got sick on Sukkot's.
Do you remember anything about what happened during the Levaya, before the Levaya, what the atmosphere was like?
The atmosphere here was, we used to say a lot of Tillim. I remember the day of the Ptir.
What day of the week was it?
Wednesday? I think it was a Wednesday, I'm not sure, but I know the Dorim was here over Shabbos. The Levaya was Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Right? He's sorry. Nothing on Friday.
No. Except the Aron was here, I think. The Aron was here in his room where he used to sleep. I think they kept the Aron. I think so. With Shimon over here.
He went to Levaya on the east side?
About the show. I carry the iron, I mean.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, at one time.
You mean a lot of people?
Yeah.
It was a big oil.
Yeah.
I was by Levaya too.
Yeah.
But not here. Nice to show.
Nice to show.
Yeah, of course, when I was there, they came on a Monday morning to have Levaya. Yeah, I was in a time also, I was by Chesno Sain, I was speaking.
Yeah, that's it.
But I was mamish by the Gura. I was right there. I was right by the Kaila. And I remember, if you have anything else to say, they could say anything.
I don't
can't think of anything else.
Nothing.
I want to say something about the whole experience. Summarize it.
can't do anything better. See, such a thing probably should have been better off for the Kofi. You know, the questions before and this, and they would have a chance to think a little bit, you know, maybe something will come back later. But,
okay.
Probably I'm not too helpful for you. I don't think you gained anything from speaking to me, but...
Look, every person counts. Part of an army. Every soldier counts.
Most people, I mean, some people probably would dove it, they were here longer, and they, you know, more dove it.
Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi Spector.